The UK's competition watchdog, the Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, has found that makers of popular food brands have been raising prices by more than their costs over the past 2 years. This has resulted in higher prices for products such as baby formula, baked beans, and pet food. About three-quarters of branded suppliers have been making higher profits on individual products. Rising energy and fertilizer costs have been the main drivers of high food price inflation, but the CMA found that food firms have been increasing prices more than necessary, contributing to the inflation. As a result, consumers have been turning to own label products, causing branded products to lose market share and overall profitability. One area of concern highlighted by the CMA is the baby formula market, where prices have risen by a quarter over the past 2 years. The market is dominated by two major players, Danone and Nestle, and there is little evidence of parents switching to cheaper alternatives. The CMA expressed concerns that parents may not have the necessary information to make informed choices and that suppliers may not have strong incentives to offer competitive prices. However, a nutritionist and author stated that there is very little difference in nutritional value between branded and unbranded baby products due to strict UK regulations. Some parents, like Gemma Maxwell from Glasgow, have started considering alternative brands after realizing that the nutritional value of different formulas is the same. However, others, like Diane Phillips from Staffordshire, still prefer the bigger brands due to their reputation. The British Retail Consortium suggests that families can make significant savings by switching to cheaper brands or own label products that provide the necessary nutrition for a healthy baby. The CMA will further investigate the baby formula market and supermarket loyalty card schemes. Some supermarkets have been offering cheaper prices exclusively to customers with loyalty cards, and the CMA will examine this practice in 2024. The watchdog wants to ensure that all customers have access to discounts on essential household products and that promotions are clear and transparent. In September, Consumer Group Which warned that loyalty card schemes may not be as beneficial as they appear, with supermarkets increasing prices to make discounts seem larger. However, both Tesco and Sainsbury's rejected these claims. The CMA has the authority to enforce consumer law and work with companies to rectify any issues. If necessary, it can compel firms to change their business practices and even impose fines.